Reports, Harry and Meghan want to move to LA once Trump is out of office. By Jack Montgomery on January 13, 2020. Prince Harry and his wife Meghan, Duchess of Sussex, are reportedly planning a move to Los Angeles, California, once President Donald Trump is out of the White House. The British royal and the American former actress caused consternation in the United Kingdom by announcing, reportedly without giving the Queen or other senior royals more than a few minutes' notice, that they will be walking away from many of their public duties in order to make money as something of a celebrity power couple. Part of the change was to involve a move to North America, according to their announcement. This was initially interpreted as a reference to Canada, where Elizabeth II is still Queen and Harry still a senior royal, as Meghan has already traveled there with the couple's son. However, the Daily Mail now reports having spoken to sources who believe Meghan's long-term plan is to bring Prince Harry with her to Los Angeles, where her mother Doria Ragland still lives, after Donald Trump is no longer U.S. president. It's by no means an immediate thing, but there is a long-term plan to end up back in the U.S. with a second home in Canada, where they will also spend a great deal of time, claimed the newspaper's source. The couple use the words North America in their statement about where they plan to live deliberately. It doesn't pin them down to any one place, they added. However, the couple already appears to be pursuing ventures with American showbiz corporations, with the recording of Prince Harry appearing to beg Disney boss Bob Iger to find work for Meghan. You do know she does voiceovers, emerging online. Meghan was politically outspoken prior to her marriage to Prince Harry. British royals are supposed to remain above the political fray, denouncing Trump as divisive and misogynistic. "Why, you don't really want that kind of world that he's painting," she said prior to the 2016 presidential election. President Trump, for his part, appears to have taken the side of the Queen in the current family dispute, saying it was sad she had been blindsided by her newly woke grandson and his wife. "I think it's too bad. From the time she's been 25, and now she's 94, she'd never made a mistake. She's had a flawless time," he told Laura Ingraham. "I have such respect for the Queen. I don't think this should be happening to her," he said, describing how both he and his country were honored when she hosted him during his visits to Great Britain. The president's mother, Mary, was a native Scotswoman, and he has previously described the great impression which her respect for the Queen made on him growing up. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.